Our special guest is Richard Schultz. Hello, Richard.
He's not only a special guest, David. He's a good friend.
He's a good friend.
He really is. We've known him for a long time, and he's become part of our family. Even Jesse likes to squirt him with a squirt gun.
Right. We have Richard on the program today because he's in for the School of Natural Healing. Richard is a herbalist working down in Santa Monica area. And so he has some special insights working with the movie stars and things like that. And so we're going to just have some real good fun today talking to Richard about things that are going on in the herb field in California and such. Richard had a special burr under his saddle this morning about hormones and Premarin. And so why don't we just go right into the program right now?
Terrific. Let's do it.
Richard, what's wrong with hormones?
Well, excuse me. I think what I've noticed, especially in the last couple years, is that women are coming to me, especially who are just starting menopause or just in the midst of menopause, and their doctor has put them on the typical drugs, which is estrogen and progesterone, and they don't know the side effects, the dangerous side effects of these drugs and where these drugs are manufactured and how they're manufactured. And so one of the things that I have been doing with many women that come to me, we'll say ages from 45 on, the average age of a woman going into menopause in the United States is 48. And my job is to enlighten them on the dangers of taking hormone replacement therapy and get them on programs so they don't need to take these drugs.
Okay. Well, so tell us, what's wrong with Premarin?
Well, the biggest problem with Premarin is it causes cancer. The 1994 Physician's Desk Reference, which is basically the book that is written by the drug manufacturers to tell the doctors how to use the drugs, but also the dangerous side effects and contraindications of the drugs, has a new warning about Premarin. And, of course, Premarin is the top estrogen source drug used in the United States for women going into menopause. And the 1994 Physician's Desk Reference says that in all the new studies, they've discovered that women who use Premarin for more than 1 year, who have no family history of cancer at all, are exposed to a 5 to 15 times greater risk of endometrial cancer, which is uterine lining cancer, than the general public. Now, that's a pretty scary warning.
Generally, it's a scary warning if it's only double the risk. But
yeah,
it's 5 to 15
5
times?
5 to 15 times, and this is in the latest Physician's Desk Reference. And, of course, the incidence of endometrial cancer in the last decade has quadrupled, and they directly relate this to the incidence of the greater usage of estrogen for menopausal and postmenopausal women.
I guess the only thing that's positive about that statement, Cayenne, is that chemotherapy industry is going to make more money.
Absolutely. And I think what is even more horrible about this is nobody really knows or discloses to the patient how this estrogen is made. And it's made from quite horrible substances. The number one substance is horse urine. They use the urine of pregnant mare horses.
How do they get that?
Well, basically, they keep the horses locked in stalls that they cannot move in. It's like factory farming. And these horses are catheterized, and their urine is just drained out into buckets and then sold at $17 a gallon. There's a lot of profit here, considering that gasoline's about $1.25. $17 a gallon to the drug manufacturers. And these horses are never allowed to move, and they're fed high liquid diet, so they urinate more. And if they have a baby, or when they have their baby, if it's a male, it's just shipped out. And if it's a female, they impregnate it immediately, as soon as it'll take it, put it in the stall next door and catheterize it immediately. And these horses are absolutely tortured as soon as they can become pregnant, all the way to when they die.
All for a product that causes more problems than it solves.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and it's just not necessary. Hormone replacement therapy is really done mainly so people don't experience any of the what we might call effects of aging. And the effects of aging are important physiological function. And if we deny them, we can create a lot of problems in our body and imbalances in our endocrine system.
Okay. Now, I think a lot of women are going to be saying just a minute here, this stuff helps me.
Sure.
Hey, I feel good when I'm on it, and I feel really terrible when I'm not.
Yeah. Well, the biggest fear that medicine puts into these women is if you don't use estrogen therapy, you will develop osteoporosis. And certainly no woman wants to have brittle or broken bones or have their hair fall out, certainly. But this is really not true. In fact, all modern tests show that osteoporosis is really not a matter of not getting enough calcium. It's a matter of eating too much protein. And when you eat too much protein, what happens is you urinate the calcium out of your body. So really, our osteoporosis is not really a matter of not getting enough calcium. It's a matter of having a too high protein diet. And the average American, according to the Department of Agriculture, gets 3 times their needed protein requirement. Even the average vegetarian gets 2 times their needed protein requirement. So we're really not seeing anybody in America that doesn't have enough protein. If you want to see someone like that, you really have to go to Africa or India or a third world country. Americans are dying from excess diseases, certainly from not getting enough of certain things.
And in these foreign countries, it's not because they're a particular type of diet person. It's not because they're vegetarians. Because, hey, they don't have any money and they're starving to death.
That's right. Yeah. I've been to India many times, and I say the traditional Indian dinner is an empty plate. I mean, starvation is a factor over there. And also, the women are using, for sources of calcium, sources that you just cannot assimilate. I mean, most calcium tablets on the market are either made up from ground-up oyster shells, which always reminds me of the Three Stooges, when they would take the oyster and throw the oyster away and try to eat the shell. We laughed at that, but now we're eating oyster
shells. Now that's what we're doing.
Absolutely. So it's either ground-up oyster shells, which is laboratory-proven to be 99% unassimilable. Okay, in other words, you can eat it, but it's not going to work. It's not going to go into your body.
So then when we get a supplement, you know, we look on the label of a supplement, and it has this high dosage of calcium. Mm-hmm. That's really no better than the small amount of calcium than you're getting in a carrot.
Absolutely.
So rather than take a calcium tablet, eat a carrot, and even though you're getting much, much more in a calcium supplement, you're really, in essence, getting the same.
Absolutely. The whole new idea in nutrition is it's not how much you take, it's how much you assimilate. And that seems to be the factor, because I had a veterinarian tell me that the greatest source of calcium he's ever analyzed was horse manure, but that doesn't mean it's a good food. And what we have to start looking at is what we're taking in our body. Just because it's a high source of something doesn't mean that it's a natural or a normal or a nutritional food for a human being.
Yeah, I guess you're right there. But getting back to Premarin.
Yes.
I don't know, in my estimation, I don't think God put women on the earth to get to a certain point and then all of a sudden their bones are going to fall apart.
Absolutely.
You know, and I don't think that it's natural in the whole scheme of things that a woman would have this lack of hormones at this time of her life. What creates that lack of hormones?
Well, certainly what is behind all, we could say all ill health, but especially endocrine system disorders or imbalances in the hormones, is just not being healthy. This is something that Dr. Christopher talked about all the time, was the greatest way to be healthy and fertile and be able to have children. For both men and women's role in this, the greatest way is to be healthy. And I have found that taking his advice, I get many referrals from gynecologists and obstetricians who have failed with everything from sperm implants to fertilization techniques that have cost up to $100,000. And when I worked with these people and got them healthy, they were able to have children. And so, you know, this reflects also into menopause. One of the greatest ways to bypass all types of hormonal imbalances is to follow a healthy food program, a nutritional food program. You know, we talked just about calcium. Dr. Spock, supposedly the nation's leading pediatrician, came out a few years ago and said that calcium was not that milk was not a good source of calcium and was unassimilable by most people who use it. And so we have to learn the nutritional aspects, what we can eat, where we can get nutrients. The greatest source of calcium that we can get in our diet is carrot juice. Ounce for ounce, it has almost the same amount of calcium as cow's milk, but at the same time, you can assimilate it.
All of it.
All of
100%
it.
Of it. Yeah.
All of it. So you're really getting 20 times more calcium than you could possibly get out of cow's milk, and on the other hand, cow's milk causes allergies in everybody who drinks it.
Just let's remind the listeners right now one of the reasons why you can't assimilate milk products. One of the reasons you can't assimilate milk products is because it's a high alkaline food. It is so terribly alkaline that, and in the volumes that it's drank, just a glass will do this. You neutralize the stomach acid. In fact, you make what's supposed to be acid alkaline, and then the calcium cannot be uptaken with that kind of a pH. In order to get minerals taken up into your system, you have to have a high acid content. And if you alkalinize the content, then you can't get the nutrients up. Now, you probably say, well, what about babies? Well, baby systems work differently. And the reason that milk is such a good food for babies is because they don't have digestive juices, and that is a pre-digested food that just goes right in. It's just like a blood transfusion for babies. That's not the way it works with us. Once we have digestive juices flowing, then that milk interacts with those juices and those acids that our body creates, and it actually causes more of a problem than it solves. In fact, it doesn't solve any problems. It actually causes a deficiency in calcium, because we're the biggest milk drinkers in the world.
And that's certainly true.
And Americans drink more milk than anyone in the world, and we have more osteoporosis.
And while we're talking about milk and hormones, we might as well bring it right into this. If you think that you're not taking hormones, but you're drinking milk, you're taking hormones. I recently had a great discussion with a fourth generation cattle rancher and dairy farmer who is now an absolute vegan. In fact, he won't even eat in a restaurant that serves any meat or dairy products because he is so scared of the problems that are coming up very shortly in the beef and the dairy industry. And one of the problems, of course, is that the animals, whether they are the beef cattle or the dairy cattle, are fed massive amounts of growth hormones. Now listen to that word, growth hormones. And this is what, of course, one of the reasons we associate meat eating with cancer, because it causes growths in the body. And also, we're showing many signs of genetic distortion. He told me that he believes that we are creating a race of half human, half cow, because he says when we drink cow's milk, we're not just getting the milk, but we're getting the RNA, the DNA, and the genetic structure of a fluid that is designed to build a baby cow. And he says that is going into our body, and it's not only causing an immune disaster because our immune system is fighting against it, so it weakens our immunity, more colds and flus, all the way to an increased risk of cancer. But he also said that what the practices are in the beef and dairy industry. We've recently heard about the new hormone they're using in milk production to increase the milk production by 25%. And he said to me, I don't know why anybody's worried. That's the 967th hormone used in milk production to date.
967?
Yes. And he says this one just happened to get some press that it didn't need. And he said, and everybody's up in arms about it. But he said, if we had any idea what was going on. And his biggest fear, I'll just mention this, was what in England is termed as mad cow disease. The problem is 25% of the waste beef products in the United States are ground up and fed back to the cattle as food. We have a vegetarian animal now eating itself. And this has caused a disease called mad cow disease in England that has killed the cows and even killed people that ate the beef and killed animals that ate the beef byproducts. But he's very worried that it's going to run rampant in this country because, again, feeding a vegetarian animal back itself or its relatives. And this is a horrible practice, not only morally, but certainly as far as our health is concerned.
So one of the things that we can do to prevent osteoporosis is to stop eating the way we're eating.
That's right.
Right. Stop eating dairy products so that we can actually assimilate our food.
That's right.
Start eating more of a vegan type diet so
Absolutely.
That we get all those nutrients up. But even eating a vegan type diet can. You go to Albertsons or Safeway or one of these any of these grocery stores, and all that produce looks really nice, but are all those nutrients in there?
Well, of course, that's one of the problems nowadays is the food is grown in ways that depletes the soil, and the food does have a lack of nutrients, we could say. You know, there are some countries of the world that have had such bad farming practices that when you eat the food, there's very little nutritional value. And, you know, one of the ways in this country we've tried to promote farming is the use of chemistry again, inorganic fertilizers, which make the plants weaker, so we have to use more insecticides and pesticides. And so we do have food that is has less nutritional value. And I think the greatest way to get around this is to start more small farms again. Get back to small farming practices, family farms, organic farming, which is produced at a much greater quality. And then also another great thing we can use is juice. I consider fresh fruit and vegetable juices to be the greatest way to build your blood with vitamins and minerals. And I've proven this with many, many patients.
Okay, so we're looking at just improving the general health in order to not have to take Premarin.
Absolutely.
Now, there's a lot of women taking it. A lot of women taking
yeah.
it.
And so there's a lot of fear about not taking it. Every woman that comes to see me when I mention getting off of Premarin and Provera, they look at me as if I'm crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it is making them feel better.
Absolutely, and they're worried about everything from hair falling out to a dry, cracked vaginal tissue, which is very common with lack of hormones, and certainly to brittle bones and breaking their hip and all the things associated with that.
But they don't have to have a lack of hormones. I don't think that we were put on this earth to go through a period of time like this.
Yeah, I agree.
So the body can't make something out of nothing.
Yeah.
And perhaps it's because of the way we're eating food and the types of food we're eating that we're not getting the basic building blocks for making those hormones.
Absolutely. I read a statistic recently that said 10% of American males are impotent. They either can't get an erection or their sperm doesn't have a high enough count or the sperm are deformed. Now, this does not reflect well our standard of health in this country.
No, it doesn't.
It's outrageous. And we are creating weaker and weaker, we could say scientifically, genetic tissue, but weaker and weaker generations of people. And this is why we have so many sickly babies. And here's a great nightmare. A man and a woman cannot have a baby. And they can't have a baby because they're not healthy. And medicine's answer to that is to bypass their ill health and give them chemicals and surgical procedures, even if it means taking an egg from someone else, a sperm from someone else, whatever, making it in a test tube. And we force the body to make a baby when nature says we can't do that because we're not strong and healthy enough. And if you did that with plants or even animals in a zoology or biology lab, you would create such weak strains of plants and animals that they would barely survive birth. And this is what's happening now. Look at the children in the hospital. Many of them have to stay there weeks now and be put on ventilators. Many of them are born premature. Many of them are born with diseases. And this is because we are creating weaker and weaker generations of humans, because instead of looking at infertility as a sign of ill health, we just look at it as a misfortune, and medicine intervenes and makes these people have babies against nature.
Yeah, I guess that pretty well hits it on the head. So, well, how do we reverse it?
Well, I guess getting healthy is the first best step.
And probably one of the best things to do is to grow vegetables and produce in your own backyard.
Absolutely.
Not using the chemicals everybody else uses,
right.
But good farming techniques.
Absolutely.
Rotating crops and putting, even the weeds you're growing before they go to seed, if you chop them up really good and make compost out of them, they make excellent fertilizer.
Oh.
So the weeds are good for something, aren't they?
Sure. Everything has its purpose.
Yeah. And, you know, we all think about, oh, well, you know, organic produce and regular produce, maybe it's just the vitamins and minerals that's involved there. But it's not just the vitamins and minerals. They're finding out now that it's much more than vitamins and minerals that make produce produce. It's the phytosterols.
Sure.
It's a lot of plant chemicals that are so varied. There's thousands and thousands of plant chemicals that are important in making a healthy person.
And millions that we haven't even discovered yet.
But in dealing with Premarin and not having to use that, in the food that we eat is supposed to be substances that are called phytosterols,
yes,
which are precursors to hormones.
Right.
In other words, it's a super food for the body that is so close to a human hormone that we have to do a very little enzymatic action or bacterial action on that particular food to make a hormone.
Absolutely.
And it's not there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not there in the food. They put potassium, phosphorus, and potash. Is that what it is? No, nitrogen, phosphorus, potash,
yeah,
on the soil.
Yeah.
And, hey, there's a lot more chemicals than that in food. And where does this produce get those chemicals from?
Absolutely.
It makes it from all the trace elements that's supposed to be in the soil.
Yeah.
Most trace elements are depleted. Huh. It can't make the phytosterols, and if the phytosterols aren't in the foods, then you don't have that to make hormones, and that's why people can't make hormones.
Absolutely.
You can't make something out of nothing.
Absolutely, and this is one of the things that people forget. They may take anything to try to stimulate their body into action, a drug, a chemical, whatever, but your body uses nutrients to build every chemical from neuropeptide brain chemicals to insulin to adrenaline to thyroxine from your thyroid. So if you have an imbalance in your body where your body isn't making a chemical, it's because it doesn't have the fuel to do so. That's probably one of the first primary reasons. And so if your body's running out of estrogen, you're running out of raw material to build chemicals in your body.
And so rather than introduce that chemical from the outside, from mare urine, I would imagine the best thing to do is to get produce that actually has less phytosterols in it.
Absolutely, and the other danger to that is any time you introduce into your body a chemical like estrogen that you're supposed to be naturally producing, you will put to sleep forever the organ that is supposed to be producing that, or almost. You'll really put it to sleep. It's similar to a diabetic that's taking insulin. It's not like they get to wean off that. They put the pancreas to sleep, or a person who has a hypo or lower thyroid activity, they take thyroxine, and it's not like their thyroid gets better. When you start supplying the body with a chemical artificially that it's normally supposed to produce on its own, the part of your body that produces that chemical goes to sleep. So you worsen the situation, lengthen the process of getting better, and maybe even create a situation that is almost impossible to turn around. And of course, this is the dangers of taking artificial chemicals into your body that your body is naturally supposed to produce.
You take something that the body's supposed to make, and it'll stop making it.
That's right.
Did you have something there?
Well, of course I did. The best place to get the fresh produce that we want to get and eat is, of course, the Dr. Christopher Herb Shops, 188 South Main in Springville and 160 South State in Orme. And, you know, we got some really good produce in for the School of Natural Healing seminar.
It tasted so good.
We're just completing today. The students are up in the canyon right now taking the exam as we speak. But the melons that have come in, the peaches, the plums, we've had apricots that are just so sweet and
absolutely
so good.
We've got Jesse's last night.
You did? Oh, you nasty guy. But and we've had the potatoes that are there right now, the white ones and the yellow fins as well as the red ones are so good. I mean, you just can't find anything that tastes better than this produce. The oranges, the grapefruit, the onions are so much stronger when we get them in through the stores than when we get them at a grocery store.
Oh,
also, the tomatoes have been good.
And this is a point. You said stronger. Stronger because they contain more nutrients. They contain more vitamins, more minerals, more plant steroids, more raw material that our body needs. And this gives you an idea. You cut into some fruit and vegetables in the grocery store, they don't smell and they don't taste anymore.
They taste like straw.
Yeah. When's the last time you had a tomato that really tastes like a tomato?
And then, you know, the raspberries we had up there this year that we got from a local farmer that we know is doing well with his farming, people couldn't get enough of the raspberries.
Oh.
You know, it's just amazing how good this food tastes when you get it in the organic state.
Absolutely.
And the taste is just indicative of the loaded nutrients.
That's right.
It's those trace elements and the phytosterols and all the plant chemicals that are supposed to be in that food that comes together and makes that smell.
And
makes that taste.
The only drawback to this, of course, is the price, because we have to ship all of this in from California, and so it costs us more to do this. And, and people come into the store all the time, oh, it's so expensive. But is your health worth it?
Yeah, and they go, well, I can get 5 peaches for the price of that 1 peach. But those 5 peaches don't have near the nutrients in them as that 1 peach does. And so why get the 5 peaches if it tastes like straw and it looks like straw, it's got a pale color, why get it? Why don't you get something that has all the nutrients in it? You don't have to worry about it.
And one thing I know from California is we have our open organic markets right on the street every week in every town in the Los Angeles area. And one thing that I know is when you support the quality produce and you support the farmers, the price goes down. And this is one of the greatest things, is the price goes down. Our produce, our organic produce in Southern California costs 1/4 of what the regular produce does in the store. And that's just because of the support. In fact, our market in Santa Monica, California on Wednesdays, you can't even hardly get in the street. They shut down streets in Santa Monica just to get in this organic market. So if people would go to your store and buy this produce more, and less of it would rot,
rot
on the shelves, the price will go down. And this is how we can also rebuild America. I don't want to get political, but we can start putting the money right back into the people who are growing this. And one thing that I find, too, is when you buy a piece of produce from the person who is manufacturing that produce, you're directly relating to the farmer, and now they are meeting the customer, so they care more about what they're growing. The average cash crop farm in this country, the people who own it and the people that work there are 20 steps away from the public, so it's so impersonal, they don't care anymore. They don't care. They don't meet the person. They're not going to hear any complaints about their produce. Do you know what I'm saying? But when we're dealing directly with the farmers, not only can we give them feedback about the high quality of their food, but then they feel good about what they've done. They make better food. We're healthier. It's a great system. And we have to get away from some of these bigger businesses in this country and start getting down to more local and neighborhood businesses, especially when farming's concerned.
Do you know what's the problem with a lot of organic produce around here? Is it looks like produce. The potatoes sit there for a while, and guess what? They start to sprout.
Yeah.
Well, and the lettuce we get in, we got a whole case of lettuce in for the seminar so I could make these wonderful salads that people have been craving up there at the seminar. But when I pick out a head of lettuce from this box, it's not really appetizing. I mean, because some of the outside leaves are wilting.
Sure.
They're browner. They're curling up, You have to pull off the outside leaves and get into the rest of the lettuce. And it tastes wonderful.
And sometimes you have to pull off a little bit of the deterioration.
Yes, you do.
Like I mentioned with the potatoes, they sprout.
Yeah.
I'd be more concerned with a potato that didn't sprout. Did they put on it?
That's right. People say, well, there was a bug on the broccoli. I worry about broccoli. If the bugs don't want it, I don't want it.
Right.
I worry about anything that doesn't have a bug here or there. And I had a patient tell me the other day they didn't like the organic eggplants because they had brown spots on one side of them. That's because eggplants grow on the ground, so they have a brown spot on one side. If your eggplant doesn't have a brown spot on it, I don't know. Maybe it was grown on Jupiter in zero gravity. But anything that grows on the ground should have a brown spot. And here's another thing. The regular industry, to get rid of the spots on fruits and vegetables, uses antibiotics. 40% of the antibiotics used today are used in the fruit and vegetable industry to destroy bacterial growth on the fruit and vegetables. So if you're eating inorganic fruit and vegetables and you're saying you don't take antibiotics, excuse me, you take antibiotics.
You take antibiotics.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
And
we know that antibiotics is in the chicken you eat, for sure.
And so this is the problem. Drugs, inorganic fertilizers, steroids. It's so important to get the healthiest, cleanest food, not only for the fact that it's going to be...
They had caught somebody up in the Northwest, a store clerk or whatever, the ones that do the produce and things. He was spraying black flag over the produce.
He was instructed to.
He was instructed to. Yeah. Spray black flag to kill the little fruit flies. I always wondered why you could have all this fruit and no fruit flies.
Yeah.
You take it, we have fruit from the trees at home, and there's always fruit flies. I'm going, how does
there's a lot of flies in your house.
How do the stores do it? How do they do this? Spray black flag over it.
And what's important is black flag and many pesticides are what are called organophosphates, and these were all, we'll say, stolen from the Germans after World War II. War treaties always involved drugs. World War I, part of the treaty was that we got aspirin from the Germans who invented it. World War II, we got the organophosphates, and they were designed as nerve gases to not only kill the Jews, but to kill the soldiers. And we use them now for pesticides. And most all our pesticides used today are nerve gases, basically the nerve gas designed by the Germans. And then we look at the high incidence of neuromuscular diseases, from multiple sclerosis to all the nerve deterioration diseases, myasthenia gravis, Tourette syndrome. We have nervous disorders rampant in our society, and this high use of nerve gas. Everybody's got a can of nerve gas in their house.
Well, you know, getting back to Premarin. Okay.
Yes.
Now we find out that one of the best ways to combat that particular problem is to eat organic produce.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you're already deficient, and so what do you need to do? You take organic produce and juice it.
Yes.
So you get more of it, because just eating organic produce isn't going to supply what you were lacking.
So what you're doing with the juice is you're making a concentrate.
Yeah. You've depleted yourself over a long period of time, and it's going to take a lot to get back. So eating an organic apple a day isn't going to do it.
Yeah.
You're
going
to have to do a lot of this produce in order to rebuild what the body needs. Now, there's another way to do that, and that's through herbs. Herbs, what are they? They're plants that nobody else wants, and so you find them out in the middle of nowhere where farmers haven't been able to get a hold of them and screw them up with all their additives and things. And so you get something grown out in the wild, and someone goes out and picks the leaf off this plant that's grown out in the wild, and you're getting all of the trace elements that's supposed to be there. And you get all the phytochemicals, you get all the phytosterols. So that's why we take herbs, is that because that's the only source we have today besides the organic produce, and it's more highly concentrated with what you need, more highly concentrated with the phytosterols and all these plant chemicals.
Absolutely.
That you need. And so these herbs are just loaded with these plant steroids,
yeah,
basically. And your body takes those plant steroids and turns them into human hormones.
That's right.
But you're involved with the process. It's not like you're giving something the body's supposed to make. You're giving something the body's supposed to
convert.
That's right.
Exactly.
And these plants were used by the pharmaceutical industry up until a short time ago to make synthetic hormones for the pharmaceutical industry. In fact, some of them still are.
Like wild yam.
Yeah, wild yam was what estrogen and progesterone supplements were made from before they... Well, you know, horse urine's a lot cheaper. Any of you out there who have a horse, and if I told you I'd pay you $17 a gallon for its pee, you'd think not only was I crazy, but you'd call me up and have me come over to your house to collect it. I mean, it's a lot cheaper to collect horse urine than it is to go and wildcraft or organically grow herbs. But unfortunately, now what we're seeing is the side effects to not using healthy material.
Some of these herbs that are high in phytosterols would include Vitex.
Yes. And Angelica, a herb that grows in Utah and all over the western United States. You know that in China, it's estimated 1 billion women, menopausal age throughout Asia, are using this Angelica that grows all around here. And they find that they do not have menopausal problems. They do not have osteoporosis. In fact, their hormone change is much slower and at a much later age. And it's much more effective, and there are no side effects.
Isn't that interesting? The poorer you are, the less problems you have.
Yeah. You can't afford the good stuff.
You can't afford the good stuff.
The drugs, the chemicals. Unfortunately, you know, we're doing our best to push our ways on these countries. But, you know, this is one thing that I've really seen in my travels, is the majority of the world does not use what we use here in this country. And they tend not to have the same diseases,
right,
and or the same problems. They seem to go through life in a much more gentle fashion.
You know, a cynical mind would stop and say, gee, you know, the things that we're doing in our society today are creating a perfect breeding ground for another industry.
Yeah.
You know, we make ourselves sick with the food we eat and the chemicals we take, and then all of a sudden there's another industry out there to give you drugs to solve the problems that you created from the other source.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's not anymore even a cynical mind. Here's a great example. The largest manufacturer in Europe of tamoxifen, which is the number one chemotherapy drug used for breast cancer, and it's also 20,000 women in Los Angeles are on tamoxifen prophylactically, who've never had any cancer, just to see if it'll help them not develop cancer. But the number one manufacturer of tamoxifen in Europe is also the manufacturer of the top chemical that's believed to be the number one breast cancer inducer. So they're making $500 million a year on tamoxifen and another $600 million a year on the chemical that is linked to the cause of breast cancer. So they got us coming and going. And anybody who thinks that it's a cynical mind or a belief in conspiracy, it's just the actual truth nowadays.
Yeah, there's money to be made.
You know, and we're talking about all of this, but we really need to take just a short break and
talk about our sponsors
get their time here. The sponsors are the Dr. Christopher Herb Shop at 160 South State and Orm and Mother Nature's Market and Herb Shop at 188 South Main in Springville. And you know, David, they're good sponsors for us, and they do a lot for us, and they just, I hope, we announced last week that we got new freezers in, and I hope that everybody went in and saw the new freezers we have.
I did.
And all the sweet treats and yummy foods that we have in our new freezers, and they're gorgeous. And we're being able to bring in, that frees up some space to bring in more organic produce and things that we really need for the public to be healthy. Also, a thought that I had listening to you guys this whole time is, I'm sure there are people out there saying, boy, you know, they've really studied this and they really know all about this and they've learned about these herbs. I'd really like to do this. And the best place to do this is the School of Natural Healing. It really is. And we've got our local classes starting the last week in July, July 27th. And if you really have an interest in this, call us. It's 489-4254. Sign up for the classes. Come and taste and test the waters. See if this is a field that you really have an interest in and want to learn about to make you and your family healthy. And come and learn some of this information that we have and read the books and gain and experience this yourself.
We at the School of Natural Healing believe that every home should have an herbalist.
Yes, we do. Our home has two herbalists.
Yeah. So
almost three. Almost four.
If every home in the United States had an herbalist, there wouldn't be a need for a Clinton health plan. But then again, there's no need for a Clinton health plan anyway.
There isn't.
You know,
we all should be healthy enough without Clinton.
Yeah, I find the interesting thing about this is that here in America, we're prone to say all the time, we have the best health care system in the world. Kyan, you've traveled through Europe. What do Europeans think about that statement?
They think about a lot of statements that American makes is pretty humorous, I think. I think, you know, I've seen healthcare systems in many other countries, and there's advantages and disadvantages. But one of the things that I do know is that we cannot afford the Clinton healthcare program or anybody's healthcare program that says that we're going to give free medical care to all the people in this country. I mean, most men over 60 are going to have a coronary bypass surgery. That's $100,000 or $200,000. We can't afford that. You talk to any urologist or proctologist, and they will tell you that every man, as he grows up, if he lives long enough, will have to have his prostate reamed out. Okay? We can't afford this. Already, just to show you how far out of proportion it is, General Motors, when they build a car, they spend more money per car manufacturer for the employee health benefits than they do in the plastic and steel that goes into that automobile.
Wow.
Our system of medicine is out of whack.
It's way off balance.
It's $900 billion a year spent in the United States and the medical system. That's 15% of our gross national product. That's double Germany, which is the second highest country in the world in medical spending. We can't afford this. It's so much cheaper to teach someone how to live in a healthful way and prevent disease than to try to repair it. The American system of medicine, to me, is a similar analogy would be is you have a highway with a steep turn and a steep cliff going off, and prevention is putting up a guardrail. The American system of medicine is no guardrail with an ambulance parked at the bottom. Okay, the idea in this country is you wait till you wreck yourself and then you call 911. That is too expensive. We can't afford it, and if we try to pay for it for everybody in this country, we will go broke in 30 days. I guarantee it. So what we need is to get into the schools and educate. And we have to revamp what is taught our children, all the way from what's taught our children about health to the food that is sold in the schools. The schools in Los Angeles have McDonald's and Burger King on campus.
Yeah, and you know you still have to have a doctor's permission not to drink milk.
In school?
Yeah. And our Los Angeles is the biggest school system in the United States, and we have a health book that's used for all high school students, and in that book it says it's normal to have a bowel movement once every 3 to 5 days. Okay.
Can someone survive 5 days without a bowel movement?
Well, survive, well, maybe, but the quality here is what's at question.
I've noticed that when people get constipated, they get real grouchy.
Oh, absolutely.
I would think then that if you waited 5 days for a bowel movement, you might even want to riot in the street.
That's right.
Maybe that's what the problem with L.A. Maybe that's why you're having riots down there, because people are constipated.
We have a lot of problems. Maybe even it's the earthquake. Maybe there's so much retained bowel matter, it's put stress on the faults. I don't know, but we got a lot of problems down there in L.A.
You know, this statement about America is has the number one health system in the world. Maybe we ought to qualify that. You know, I think people get confused. You know, they see a lot of people from other countries come here for operations. Okay. What we have to realize is that American surgeons have more practice than anybody in the world, and so they become very good at what they do.
Yeah.
Also, you have to give American healthcare system one thing. Okay, they are the best in the world as far as emergency medicine is concerned.
Absolutely.
No one better in the whole world. But that's where it ends. And emergency medicine is what? 3% of medicine today?
Maybe even 2%.
Maybe 2%. No doctor wants to be in emergency health care.
Yeah.
They don't want to work in the hospital. You can't drag a doctor down to give service for a hospital. You know, they don't want to do emergency care. They all want to be family doctors, pediatricians. They want to be gynecologists. They want to be all these things, and that's where American medicine fails.
Absolutely.
Because there are 63 other countries in this world that have less disease than we have in America.
Yeah.
We're beat out by third world countries.
Absolutely.
Because if you take the amount of sickness in America per capita, we're worse than 63 other countries. Now, I wouldn't say we've got the best healthcare system in the world. I would say we've got the 64th best healthcare system in the world. What they're trying to do is they're trying to make this lousy healthcare system in America, 64th in the world, available to everybody. See, right now, you're talking about $100,000 for a bypass surgery.
Sure.
Why aren't there more bypass surgeries? I mean, there's a lot, but why aren't there more? Because a lot of people don't have insurance, and a lot of people can't afford it.
Yeah.
Now what we're going to do is we're going to let the American taxpayer pay for all those surgeries that are totally unnecessary in the first place anyway.
That's right.
And so they're going to bankrupt this country by giving the 64th best health care system in the world to everybody.
Absolutely.
Right now, poor people are very advantageous right now.
Absolutely.
Because they can't afford to get into our system.
Well, did anybody, any of you listeners out there who are over the age of 63, 65, did you ever notice why your doctor doesn't care about you anymore? He doesn't care about you anymore because no matter how much money you have, the primary care provider, in other words, the person that pays the bill, is Medicare. And in California, it's also Medi-Cal. And that means that doctor gets $40 for a house call in the hospital when he comes to your room. He loses money. Okay, I have a doctor friend who just performed a fibroid surgery on a woman. He got $300. That didn't even pay his expenses. And so if any of you older people out there wonder why you get horrible health care and the only thing the doctor wants to give you is sedatives to keep you shut up. Okay, and this is what I see constantly. The number one geriatric drug in this country is Valium. Okay, there's no therapeutic value there. It's just to keep the older people quiet, numb, and dumb, and get them in a home. And that's what we say is taking care of our adults, where every other country in the world I go into, we look at our older people as people to teach us, and the elders to learn from their experience, to guide us. And in this country, we drug them, dope them, and put them in a home.
Good health care system.
Yeah, good health care system.
You know, and let's look at one other one. What about Prozac? $100 a bottle. Okay. That's probably one of the things that's keeping everybody from using it. But when you bring that into the healthcare system, you're going to have 97% of the population on Prozac.
Absolutely.
At $100 a bottle. How can we afford that? Okay. How can we afford that? You know, the feel-good drug. You know, if you think that Americans have a problem with health, 64th in the world, if you think they've got a problem with health, what about their mental state?
That's right.
Here we have more money than anyone else in the whole world. We consume more than anybody else in the world. We buy. We consume more than anybody else in the world, and we're not happy.
Yeah.
The more we buy, the less happy we are. We're trying to buy our way into happiness in this country,
right,
and we can't get it. And so, since we can't buy our way into happiness, then I guess we just take something that makes it so it doesn't matter if we're happy or not. We take Prozac.
That's right.
So we can just cut ourselves off from all feelings and just be at peace with the world with the feel-good drug Prozac.
And,
they're going to make this available for everybody.
Absolutely, and they will. You know, and if anybody thinks that statement may be a bit stretched, remember what I said a few minutes ago. 20,000 women in Los Angeles are on chemotherapy. Chemotherapy, who have never had cancer, to see if that will prevent them statistically from developing cancer. Now, that is dangerous drug taking. Believe me, there are so many side effects to this type of chemotherapy.
That reminds me of the statement, you can fool some of the people all of the time.
That's right.
And all of the people some of the time.
Now, if we have 20...
You can't fool all the people all the time.
Yeah.
And Cayenne and me and Fawn, we ain't being fooled.
That's right.
We're not being fooled. And I think the people listening to this show, they're not being fooled anymore. That's why they're listening to the show.
Absolutely.
They're saying, wait a minute. You want me to take a drug that'll kill me to see if I can prevent a disease that might
kill
me?
That's right.
Give me a break. Where are these women coming from?
Hey.
They must have been on Prozac for a long time.
Well, it's fear. It's fear. Medicine works off scaring the patient. Nobody really wants to have a skill saw cut open their rib cage. Okay? No one really wants to have brain surgery or take chemotherapy, but the doctors say if you don't, you're dead. Now, that's a great sales technique. Suppose I was selling organic carrots, and I said, well, you don't have to buy them, but if you don't buy our Herb Shop organic carrots, you'll die. Okay? Listen to the sales techniques that the medical profession is using. They're telling people the urgency that's needed. Well, you need to do this right away. You'll need to die. I had a woman come in my office a couple weeks ago with leukemia. She said, I have advanced hairy cell leukemia. And I said, how do you know? And she goes, the doctors diagnosed that. And I know the prognosis for that is probably about 6 months to live. And I said, when did they diagnose you? And she said, 1961.
Oh,
and I said, what? And she goes, yeah. She goes, I didn't believe them. I just walked out of their office. And I said, why are you here? And she goes, because I went to the doctors for a checkup recently. I think she was 88 or 89 years old. And she said, I have advanced hairy cell leukemia. She goes, what should I do? And I said, don't go back to the doctors. Do you see the point? Statistically, doctors are lying. Okay, there is no proof, none, that chemotherapy and surgery has ever prolonged anybody's life who's had cancer. Okay.
I think it's just the opposite.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's actually taking lives.
Absolutely. And you have a great book for sale at the Herb Shop called Confessions of a Medical Heretic by Dr. Mendelsohn, who is one of the leading physicians in the United States, head of the AMA Licensing Board for the state of Illinois, head of Project Head Start, one of the top doctors. And he says in that book, and I quote, if you're sick, don't go to a hospital and don't go to a doctor, or you greatly, dramatically increase your odds of getting sick and dying.
You know, we have a profession here that's so keen on claiming that they're scientific.
Yeah.
You know, but if it was scientific that chemotherapy prevented or cured cancer, then everyone they gave chemotherapy to would recuperate from that. Why do some people recover from cancer that have had chemotherapy?
Well, I personally think it's belief. I think one of the most powerful healing tools we have is our belief. I think that it's a great, powerful healing tool. And I personally know that chemotherapy does not work. And I think the only reason...
It destroys the immune system,
doesn't
it?
That's right. It absolutely does. I think that the reason a few people respond from it for a short period of time, and I'm talking a very few, I think the reason that happens is they just absolutely believe it will. And it's their faith that pulls them through.
They have this tremendous faith in the medical profession. This is very unscientific. They have this tremendous faith in the medical profession, and that actually is what turns them around, is their faith.
You know, and what's scary about that is, yes, they have this faith in the medical profession. Then you see these articles in the newspaper, these advertisements saying, if you have asthma, come in and go through these special tests and we'll try this new drug. And how many people would want to submit themselves
What kind of mentality does it take to take an experimental drug? We already know what the problem is with FDA-approved drugs.
Yeah,
it's killing by medical standards 150,000 people a year.
Yeah.
By our records, it's more like 700,000 people a year.
That's right.
But that's what licensed, safe drugs are doing. What about ones that have never been tested?
And
you're going to be the guinea pig.
And they're absolutely encouraging the public to come in and sign up for these experiments.
Who would volunteer for something
and
like that?
And beyond that,
the ones that are in Prozac.
Thousands of women in Los Angeles who have had no sign or incidence of cancer have had both their breasts removed prophylactically because they're so afraid of developing breast cancer. And this is being done by so-called medical professionals and doctors all over the United States. In fact, it was recently written up in the Wall Street Journal that this is a new way that medicine is making money. How about this? Why not, when we're young, just have our breasts removed, our appendix removed, our tonsils removed,
gallbladder,
get
Take
it out
off
of
your
there.
Finger, you That's might right. smash it with a hammer.
That's right. In fact, let's just get in that plastic bubble at birth. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is insane, and these are what we call healers, people that will mutilate your body. Why doesn't any doctor have sense out there and say to these people, no, stop? Why doesn't the American Medical Association, that some people call the American Murderers Association, why don't they stop this practice? This is ridiculous. These people need to be counseled, not cut up.
You know, the opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the sponsors, the Herb Shop at 160 South State in Orem and the Herb Shop Mother Nature's Market at 188 South Main in Springville. We need to talk about Spencer Masterson. We didn't take calls today because we did have this guest and we had a lot of things to talk about. But let's talk about the sponsors, Spencer Masterson. We need to talk about him and some things at the Herb Shop. And then I want to ask Kayan about movie stars and producers and high-profile people in Hollywood. What he kind of finds out about those type of people. Well, let's talk about sponsor.
Okay, and the sponsors are the Dr. Christopher Herb Shop at 160 South State in Orem, Mother Nature's Market and Herb Shop at 188 South Main in Springville. And one of the products that we have there, like David says, is Spencer Masterson's Wheatgrass Formula 7. He was at our school last summer.
You remember Spencer?
I absolutely do.
Good student, wasn't
and
he?
And his formula.
And his formula, and it's still selling very well in both stores. And if you're looking for a good wheatgrass formula, this is the one to look for. If you want just wheatgrass, go in, and we sell flats of wheatgrass. We sell wheatgrass juice. Come in and check it out.
And, you know, I dropped by the Orem store the other day and got one of those swirls. I haven't had one for a while.
They're
was so refreshing. In fact, we probably ought to stop on the way home and get a swirl.
Oh, that sounds good to me, because these hot days when we've been up at the school baking in the sauna as we try to listen to the teachers, we all could have used a swirl.
And check out these new refrigerators.
These new freezers.
And what is behind those clear glass doors? Because, you know, nowadays the manufacturers of healthy foods have increased their quality so much, it's unbelievable.
They've actually made their good nourishing products taste good.
Not only taste good, taste better than what we might consider the real thing out there. Some of the desserts and treats now that you have at your store are unbelievable, just unbelievable. Most of my patients who are used to high sugar, high cholesterol, junk foods will eat these foods and like them even better.
Like them even better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good quality products, yeah.
Unbelievable.
It may be a little expensive, but I find that with some of these natural treats, you don't need a lot. It may look like it's a small bar.
That's right.
But every bite is so rich and tasty, you couldn't eat anymore.
Well, it's satisfying.
Really satisfying. Right. A few bites is more satisfying.
Can we go there after the show?
We're down to 5 minutes. So
okay, well, let's ask Cayenne. You know, you work on a lot of high-profile people, a lot of producers, directors, movie stars, rock stars.
That's right.
Being down there in the Santa Monica area where the entertainment industry is, would you say that they all have kind of somewhat the same problem?
I think, sure. You know, certainly I live in an area of the world that sometimes I refer to it as the eating disorder area of the world, or the bulimia capital of the United States. But there's a lot of pressure. I think stress is a major factor in everybody's illness and disease. I think that as the years go on, we will see that a foundational problem behind everything from heart disease and cancer is stress. And it's something that a lot of people don't realize or don't deal with. So certainly stress reduction is a big part of what I do. But also, maybe one thing that I would like to share with the audience is a few of the behind-the-scenes quick stories, because I'm dealing with people in the entertainment industry.
But we're not going to name any names.
Absolutely not. but a few just behind-the-scenes stories, because one thing that's important is that the majority of you listeners out there and people all around the world look towards Hollywood somewhat as a role model. Now, you might not think you do consciously, but just to give you an example, the Cosmopolitan magazine, which I see throughout homes all over the world, the average age of a cover girl on Cosmopolitan is 15 years old. And most middle-aged women in this country are looking at as a role model, and so is their husband, and wondering, why don't they look like this?
Yeah,
the reason they don't look like
girl.
This is because they've gone through puberty already. Also, the average 15-year-old print model in Los Angeles has already had 2 cosmetic surgeries. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Whoa.
And 10 years ago, the average age of a cover model was 21 years old. And I jokingly say that in 20 years from now, we might have sperm on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine. I mean, it's ridiculous, and people need to know this. William Shatner, now I can talk about him because we all know him, and he isn't one of my patients, but he had more hair in Star Trek 25 years ago. He has more hair now than he did 25 years ago.
Because each one was planted.
Yes, each one was planted, and there's a lot of glue going there. I mean, you know, behind the liposuction and the silicone implants. It's important for everybody to know that when they look at the television screen and at the movie screen, that this is a fantasy.
It isn't real.
It is not real.
Some of these bodybuilders actually have to inject silicone.
Everything. Silicone implants and muscles that won't develop, and the amount of hormones used, growth hormones, testosterone, is unbelievable.
I think we saw that with OJ, didn't we?
Absolutely. And see, this is a problem we need to look at. Professional sports in this country. You cannot compete and win in professional sports in the United States without taking steroids or growth hormones or something to give you superhuman power, growth, and development.
And then when you get off those steroids, you can't function.
You can't function sexually.
And you find that these former athletes like OJ, they were on these steroids, they get off of them, and they got to go back on them again.
Absolutely.
And then they get crazy.
Absolutely, because if you're taking testosterone, which is a very common male hormone, and if you take more of it, it's a growth hormone, it builds your body so you can become a better athlete. When you stop taking it, you cannot get an erection for a man. And the only way you'll get an erection again is to take more testosterone.
And you take it, and then you become very violent.
Oh, very violent, extremely violent, because you're taking abnormal amounts. And this is something that, you know, the next time I come up, we're going to talk about, because we really need to address this issue. And this is beyond the O.J. Simpson murder trial. This is beyond all of this.
Okay, Cayenne, thank you very much for being on the program.
I'm happy you invited me. Thank you.
Okay. One more time, the show is brought to you by The Herb Shop at 160 South State in Orem and The Herb Shop at Mother Nature's Market.